Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shkalim Daf Tesvav. We left off on Daf Yud Dalet and Beis at the Gemara. We read the Mishnah yesterday. We're at the Gemara about 5-6 lines from the end of the page on Yud Dalet and Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and also anonymously Lilo Nishmas, Rabbi Kelmer Zatzal. So Amud Aleph is going to talk in almost entirely, starting from Mahalacha Dalet, about the mitzvah of tzedakah. Before we get to that, we're going to discuss how we know different sources for the idea that different age karbanos do not require different levels of nisachim. But then, starting with Halacha Dalet, we're going to get into the sugya of tzedakah. We're going to talk about how they had two special lishachos, lishchos in the Beis Hamikdash for tzedakah. We're going to tell stories of Amoraim giving tzedakah in secret, stories of Aniyim who didn't get enough tzedakah and died as a result, stories of Amoraim showing great kavod to Aniyim. The Gemara is going to tell us a little bit about institutional giving versus individual giving and what's better. And then on Amud Beis, starting with the new Perek, the Gemara is going to talk about the Aron and how many Aronos there were. The Mishnah is going to talk about how there are 13 Shafaros and Shulchanos and Shtachavayos, but the Gemara is going to get right into a discussion of the Aron and its Geniza, and we're going to have Machlokas, whether there's one Aron or two Aronos, and we're going to have several proofs from Psukim one way or the other. So let's begin at the Gemara on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. So again, the Mishnah said that according to Ben Azai, there were five different tickets you could get in the Beis Hamikdash to indicate the level of Nesachim that you needed. It's either Egel, Dekar, Gedi, Chote Dal, and Chote Ashir. So the Gemara explains, Ben Azai, Chote Dal, Lama, according to Ben Azai, why do I need a specific ticket that would say Chote Dal? After all, the Mitzara, who's an Ani, brings the Keves Echad La Asham, and the Chattas and the Olam, it brings our Torah B'nai Yonah that don't require any Nisachim. So can't the Mitzara that's an Ani just take a ticket that says Gedi and get the appropriate level of Nisachim that he needs? Why do we need to make a Chosam just for him when he has the same Nisachim as everybody else? So the Gemara answers, as anyone's bringing a Gedi. So the Gemara answers, so you may be Lugo Imo. No, because aside from the three Luge Shemen that he needs for his Minchas Nisachim, he also needed an additional Log of Shemen for the Matan Bahonos that they would put on the on his thumb and big toe, etc. So because of that, he needed an extra log. Biram Karabanan mevi gedi. But according to the Rabbanan, the Tanakama holds that he doesn't need a special chosam just for an extra log, because he would bring a chosam that says gedi. They would know how much to give him, and the whole world knew when there was a mitzora. Mitzora was public knowledge, so they would know they had to give him an extra log for the matan bahonos. So it wasn't something that required making a separate chosam for. Everyone was well aware that if he brought one that said Gedi, so he was a Mitzora Ani, so he got the lower level of Nesachim that he needed for a Mitzora, and then they threw in an extra load because he was going to need for the Matan Bahonos. So that's the Machlokas. The Machlokas is, do we rely on the general knowledge that people have when there is a Mitzora around? So now the Gemara discusses how much Nesachim you need for different types of animals. So Niske Rachel Ma, what's the shear of Niske Rachel? Because the Mishnah said that Gedi uses the Nischei Tzon, Gedolim, Uktanim, Zecharim, and Nekevos, so that only is in the Kevos of Kvasim and Izim. Or Rachel is already old enough that it's no longer Bechlal Kvasim, it's now Bechlal Ayil. So what are the Nesachim of a Rachel? So in Mad, Taninim, Gedi, Meshamish, Nischei Tzon, Gedolim, Uktanim, Zecharim, and Nekevos, and it says Chutz Mishal Elim, so it doesn't say Chutz Mishal Elim Urechelos. So Ada Amri, Nischei Rachel can say Gedi. It must be that it has the same Nesachim as a Gedi. Now the Mishnah went on to say that an Egel uses the same Nischei Bakar Gedolim Uketanim. So the Gemara explains, how do I know that there's no chilik between a Bakar, whether it be an Egel Katan or a Shar Gadol, that we don't distinguish between cattle no matter how young or old the animal is? So the Chsiv, because the Pasuk says, Kacha Yeyasa L'Shara Echad Ola Ayla Echad Ola Sebek Vasim Ovi Izim L'Shara Echad Ola Menemar. Why does it have to say L'Shara Echad? After all, the Pasuk already speaks about the Nesachim of a shar. So when the Torah tells it to me again, Magid Shalom Chilek Ben Nischei Egel Le Nischei Shar, must be telling me not to distinguish between a very young Egel and a shar that's already grown up, that the shear of Nesachim is going to be the same. Shaya Badin, because there would have been a Svara to be Mechalek between the two of them, because Ben Son Ton Nesachim and Ben Abakar Ton Nesachim. By sheep you need Nesachim, and by cattle you need Nesachim. It must And yet we do distinguish between a keves and an ayil, and ayil, the only difference between keves and an ayil is age, and yet we distinguish between the levels of nesachim. So I would think the same should be true by bakar, that if it's younger or older, it should make a difference in terms of the level of nesachim. So Tamil Omar, that's why I need the extra pasuk to tell me that nischa egel and nischa shor are exactly the same. So now the Gemara dashins the pasuk that's extra for a drasha. Ola ayil lamanemar. Why does it say ola ayil? It already we already covered the nesachim of an ayil as well. So the Gemara says no. It tells it to me twice. Shaya badin imatzan shechilik b'nischa ben shana l'nischa ben shtayim. If we find that a keves ben shana has a different level of nesachim than keves ben shnatayim, which is already called an ayil, that there's a difference between a keves and an ayil. Lekach nachlok bein nischei shnatayim l'nischei shalosh. I might think to be mechalik between an ayil that's 2 years old and an ayil that's 3 years old. So tamalomar ola ayil echad. That's why the pasuk says again ola ayil echad to tell me once it's no longer a keves, now it's in the category of ayil. No matter how old it is within that category of ayil, it's always going to have that same level of nesachim. I asked the Gemara, Ola Sebek Vasim Laman Ne'amar. It already told me that as well. It already said Ola Zevach L'Keves HaEchad. So answers the Gemara, what's the extra phrase over here doing? Shaya Badin Imatzana Shechilik Bin Yischei Keves L'Nischei Ayil. If we find that there's a chilik between a keves, which is a ben shnaso, and an ayil, which is a ben shnatayim, which is a 2-year-old, the kach nachlok Bin Yischei Kisva L'Nischei Rachel. So I would think on the female side, we should distinguish between a kisva, which is 1 year old, and a rachel, which is 2 years old. Tamalomar olaseb akavasim. That's the extra phrase of the pasuk. Tell me not to make that distinction on the female side of things between a kivsa and a rachel. So o beizim lamanamar. So what about the phrase o beizim? Izim are included in kavasim already. So why does it have to tell me o beizim? So shaybadin matzanu shechilik bein nischei keves l'nischei ayil. Again, if we find that there's a chilik between keves and ayil in terms of the nesachim, lekach nachlok bein nischei gedil and nischei tayish. So I might think that we should distinguish between a gedi and a tayish. A gedi is younger, tayish is older. Tamalomar obe izim hikish katan shvizim legadol shabatiyashim mazeh b'shol shzugin avzeh b'shol shzugin. That both the youngest and oldest in terms of izim and tiyashim have the same shear. So basically, we require all of these extra phrases in these in the pasuk just because there is that one halacha that we distinguish between the keves and an ayil. Since we have that one halacha that distinguishes between the nesachim of a keves and an ayil, so we have all these havaminas. Maybe there are all sorts of other distinctions. So we have phrase after phrase after phrase to tell me no distinction, no distinction. No. It's just keves and ayil that's a distinction. Okay, so now the Mishnah went on to say v'shema yom kosov, that they would date the chosamos, the tickets that you would get your nesachim with would have the day of the week on it, so that the ramaim would not be able to benefit from it. Meaning, if someone lost their ticket and then they ended up getting their nesachim at the end of the day, and you found it, you might come back a week later with that, you might come back the next day rather with that ticket to try to get. So that's why they would put the day of the week, so you can't, so it's a foolproof system, you won't be able to cheat the system. Says the Gemara, if all they did was put the day of the week, that is not a foolproof system, right? They'll still be able to cheat the system. So the Gemara says, Hagaba Atzmecha, Shaziego Sayom. He's able to just keep the ticket till that day comes back around again. So it says, Marno, Shei Mishmar HaYikasav Alav. They would write not only the day of the week, they would also write the name of the Mishmar that was working the Beis HaMikdash that week. So Agav Aspach, Yigasav Mishmar. So he'll just wait till that it comes, that Mishmar's turn again. And if it said Yom Sheni, so he'll wait till that Mishmar's turn comes again. And on Monday of that Mishmar's turn, he'll come and he'll take Nesachim that are not Magielo. So it says, Marno, they wrote a lot of details. They wrote many identifying markers of that date. To the point where they didn't write how many years from Bria Sa'olam, so that wasn't like a one date in history. So it was the kind of thing that might come around again, but it wasn't worth keeping it, waiting for it to come around again. It was such a rare thing to find a day where it's the same Mishmar and the same day of the week and the same Shabbos and the same Chodesh. So it wouldn't happen so easily. silly. Okay, so now we move on to Halacha Dalet. It says in the Mishnah, Shtei L'shachal Sayyib HaMikdash. There were these two rooms in the base of Mikdash, and they're mentioned together because they were very close to each other. Achas Lishchas, not because functionally they were similar to each other, just because they were near each other. Achas Lishchas Chashayin, v'achas Lishchas HaKelim. One was called Lishchas Chashayin, the other Lishchas HaKelim. Lishchas Chashayin, Yirei Chet, Nosan L'tocha B'chashayi. The Lishchas Chashayin was for people who have a tremendous amount of Yiras Chet. They would come and they would be able to give tzedakah secretly, because the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Matan Baseser Yich Ba'af, that the way you manage to push back Hashem's anger is by giving tzedakah secretly. So they would give tzedakah secretly in this room. V'aniyim b'nei tovim misparnasin mitoch b'chashayi. And aniyim, who were embarrassed to receive tzedakah because they were b'nei tovim, they come from families that never needed before, so it was embarrassing for them to receive tzedakah, they would come and they would secretly be able to take money in order to be supported totally secretly. So it was a double anonymous giving. So lishchas hakelim, and what was lishchas hakelim for? Kol mishu mesnadev kli, anyone who wanted to give a kli for bedek habayis, so zorka letocha, he would just leave it in that room. V'achas shoshim yom, and every 30 days, like gizbarin poskhanasa, they would open up the lishcha, the gizbarin would open up the lishcha, and they would go through whatever was there, whatever was left there. V'kol kli shematzabal tzorch lebedek habayis, and any kli that they found useful for bedek habayis, manichnaso, they would keep it to use it for bedek habayis, v'ashar, and any other kelim that were not at all useful for them for bedek habayis, nimkarin udmein ofel bedek habayis, they would sell it and they would use the proceeds for bedek habayis. So that way the bedek habayis was supported also through people were able, it was a drop box that people were able to give to leave off for the bedek habayis. So now the Mishnah said lishchas chashain would function to be able to give aniyim b'seser. So the Gemara brings three different stories of Amoraim who were mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah in the most mehudar way, trying to give in secret. Rabbi Yaakov Baridi and Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman havu parnasim. They were in charge of the tzedakah funds of the tzibur. Vavun yasvin l'Rabbi Chama avoy d'Rabbi Oshaya dinar v'hu yavlo l'charanin. So they would always give a dinar tzedakah to Rabbi Chama, the father of Rabbi Oshaya, because he was an ani, but he didn't want to receive money from anybody, so he would give it to other aniim. He didn't think he needed it. He didn't think that he was the highest priority, and he wasn't interested in receiving tzedakah, so he gave it to other aniim. Another story: Rabbi Zechariah chasnei Rabbi Levi, hayu akol melizin alav. Everyone used to be motzi shemra on him. Amrin delot sarich v'unasav. They would say that he doesn't need to receive tzedakah funds. He had plenty of money, and he would still take money. So min dedamach, after he died, batkin v'ashkechin davamafleg lecharanin. They looked into his funds, and they realized that he would give a lot of money to other people to tzedakah, and certainly the tzedakah that he was mekabel, he was just serving as an intermediary to give the money to other people, to give to people who were in great need. So he was giving so secretively that people were saying bad things about him because they assumed the worst about him. And a third story, Rabbi Chinan bar Papa of a mafleg mitzvah, he would give tzedakah tanim belele, dafka at night, so that he could give betzina. So chadzman pagabe rabban duruchaya, one time the king of all the shadim came and encountered him, Amalei, and the melech of the shadim said to Rabbi Chinan, lo kein alfan rabbi, didn't you teach us the pasuk lo sasa gvul reyecha, that you're not supposed to try to take away someone else's parnasa, that if someone else has a job at a certain time, don't take away their job at their time when they're supposed to be functioning. So my job, your job is to do mitzvahs meisim tovim during the day. My job at night is to be a ruach ra, to hover at night. So stop doing mitzvahs meisim tovim at night. So Amalei, v'lo kein tziv matan b'seisu yich ba'af. He says, yeah, but the pasuk also says in Mishlei that being nosin b'seiser will hold back Hashem's anger. So the melech of the shadim was afraid of him, va'arak min kamei, and he ran away from him, because once he said that he's going to be kofa'af, once he said that he had a good reason to be giving tzedakah at night, so that was enough. That's all he needed to hear. That's one interpretation of this Gemara. Others interpret the Gemara that after the melech Hashedim asked Rabbi Chanina, how do you give tzedakah in front of me, that when there's an adi, he was really asking him, if the best way to give tzedakah is matan b'seser, how are you giving tzedakah in front of me? I'm here, so it's not matan b'seser. So Rabbi Chanina hid away the money and ran away, because he realized that since that shade was out at night, he was never really b'seser. He was never really giving it totally privately. There is actually discussion in Poskim about Nesinas Tzedakah Belaila. The Chida quotes from the Arizal, that the Arizal says that one is not supposed to give tzedakah at night. That Dafka, a person person should give tzedakah during the day. So that's the question. Is this Gemara a raya? Not that way. So depending on how you read the Gemara, it seems that the simple reading of the Gemara was that he bested the shade, and that really you can give tzedakah at night because matan baseser yich ba'af. So that's the discussion in poskim whether you should be makbid for that a result to try to give tzedakah dafka during the day. There's a tshuva of Rashba in Chelek Zayin Siman Nun Aleph, where the Rashba was asked if someone made a neder to give a pruta b'chol yom to tzedakah, does that mean that he has to give it dafka during the daytime, or can he give it even balayla when a person takes a neder? So the Rashba is done over there about what lashon b'nei adam is. What do people generally mean when they say b'chol yom? Because in the nedarim are holchin achar lashon b'nei adam. So in the ha'aros of Rav Mordechai Luria, he points out that al pi kabbalah you don't give tzedakah at night. The Arizal says not to give tzedakah at night. So it turned out that if the noder is mibalei hakabbalah, that he's someone who is noeg al pi kabbalah, his hanhagos are in general al pi kabbalah, so then he for sure meant during the daytime and not at nighttime. But if he's not someone who's mibalei hakabbalah, it's a problem. When he said each and every day, he meant each and every day. He meant, and lashon b'nei adam probably doesn't mean that a Jewish calendar day starting at night. It probably means from the time he wakes up in the morning till the time he goes to sleep at night. Then once a day, he's going to give a pruta for tzedakah. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yonah. So Rabbi Yonah darshens a pasuk. Ashrei nosein ladol ein ksiv kan. There is no pasuk that says ashrei nosein ladol, ela ashrei maskil eldol. So zeshu mistakel b'mitzvah eich lasosa. It means that when it comes to giving tzedakah, a person doesn't only have to give, a person has to think about the best way to give. Meaning it's not enough that we just do the mitzvah of tzedakah, but a person has to do the mitzvah properly and also direct his funds to the right places. It's a responsibility if a person has money to make sure that the money gets distributed where he should be distributing the money. So Keitzad Rabbi Yonah Osa, what would Rabbi Yonah who darshan this pasuk do? What was his maskil eldol? What was his big chachma and how he gave tzedakah k'shayaroa ani ben tovim sharam min chasav? When he would see an ani ben tovim who was suffering from some bad luck in terms of his parnasa, haya omer lo, he would say to him, b'ni b'shul sheshmat shnafal yirushim makom acher tol vat pare. He says, I heard that I know you come from a family of money. I'm sure you have a Yerusha coming to you from somewhere else, but I know that you lack liquidity right now. I know it's not that you're poor. He's not even told him, doesn't want to make him feel bad. You just don't have the liquidity right now. So I'm happy to cover you for right now. So I'll give you some money and you'll pay me back when you can. So Mindav Nasav, and as soon as he gave it to him, Havamrele Matanilach. He would say, by the way, you never have to pay back. He would say it's a matana at that point. So he's maskilel dal. He would think of a way to be able to give with a certain amount of cleverness. And the Tshuvas Torah Lishma in Siman Shin Samach Dalet, he says this is one of the situations where a person is allowed to lie. He was clearly lying to him. He never intended for it to go as a loan. But you know, even though midvar sheker tirchak, and we generally frown upon people telling lies, but it's not the highest value in Judaism. There are things that you are allowed to lie for, and this is one of them, to be able to make sure that you take care of the aniyim in a kavadik way. So chia bar ada is have a savin biyomenon. There was a kainim around in his days. Manda aviyav lahon. When they would give them tzedakah, mibein reish shata l'tzomer rabba havunasvin. When they'd give them tzedakah between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, tzedakah tatzil mimavis, we need as many zuchiyas as we can, so they would take the tzedakah at that time between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Min basar came, but if you tried to give them tzedakah after Yom Kippur, l'havunasvin, they wouldn't take it. Amrin, d'shatan gamad, they would say that the whole year is open, maybe we're going to find a job, maybe we'll be able to figure something out, and we're not interested in taking tzedakah. They only took dafka between Rosh Yom Kippur, because they knew that it wasn't about them, that the tzibur needed the zechiyos. So in order to grant the tzibur the zechiyos that they needed, so they were willing to take between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So now the Gemara tells stories about aniyim that because they did not receive the tzedakah that they needed, they died. Nechemya ishichin pagaba Yerushalmi echad. Nechemya ishichin ran into a certain ani, a Yerushalmi, amalei zechayimi chadatarnagolta. So the ani said to Nechemya, give me a tarnagolta. Tarnagolas. Tarnagolas is a very high-level food. That's a very classy food. It's a very expensive food. They assumed that basar tarnagolas in the times of Chazal was more expensive than basar behema. So he said, I'd like to have a tarnagolas. Samalei, halachatumi seitukupad. Take a matbeya and go buy yourself from some meat from a behema. You're being mispanis min a tzedakah. You don't have to be some, guy's going to come collect from tzedakah for shmurabata. But I could only be the, the $55 a pound, if you're taking tzedakah, you take what you can get. You don't demand the highest level. So v'zaven kupad va'achlumis, and this fellow went and he bought the cheap meat and he ate it and he died because he was unaccustomed to being able to eating such low level foods. And Nechemiah would go around saying, "Let's go be maspid the person that Nechemiah killed," meaning he felt guilty that because he didn't provide him with what he needed, that it was his fault. So in the Yafei Mari, he raises the question that why didn't he give him what he needed? Meaning, after all, the pasuk in the Torah says you're supposed to give temachsara sheyachsalo, and that's what the Gemara in Ksubas Tarshin Zav Samach Zayin and Beze. You have to give him a filu sus lirkovalov evad laritz lefanov. If that's what he's accustomed to, so you have to give him whatever he's accustomed to. So how could he not take care of him properly? So a couple of terutzim. First of all, it could be that the din of temachsara is only when it's that's the derech of that ani to be misnayik, but bestam you don't have to give him more than anybody else. Also, it could be that the din of demachsara sheyechselo is when you have a gabbai tzedakah who knows all the communal needs and knows that all the basic needs are taken care of. So then, that gabbai tzedakah should say, okay, since all the basic needs in the community are taken care of, so now I should, I'll focus on demachsara sheyechselo, those who don't have what they are accustomed to. But if there are basic fundamental needs, demachsara is not a priority in tzedakah. You have to first take care of the people who have basic fundamental needs. And alternatively, in the Sefer HaGadlus Eliyahu, he says the din demachsro is only when the person was laman mikatnuso to be mispanic like that, to have such to be so sensitive because that's the way he was raised. But if a person decided to live life like that, he decided that as he went through life to keep on upgrading his standards, so then it's his own fault. Then you don't have a mitzvah, you don't have a requirement of demachsro asher sheyachsalo to give him so much. Okay, Nachum Ish Gamzu, another story. Nachum Ish Gamzu, he Moluk Doron LeBeis Chamiv. He was bringing a gift to his father-in-law's house. It was three donkeys laden with food and drink. The story appears in the Bavli as well. Pagub Mukashkin Echad, and he ran into a Mukashkin Amrle. So the Ani, the Mukashkin, said to Nachum, Zechei mi madi iskabach. Give me some tzedakah from where you have all this stuff with you. I see that you have plenty, so give me some of that. So Amrle, so Nachum said to the Ani, Mikser Chazavashk. Michzor, when I come back, I'll give to you. Chazar Vashchei Mis, when he came back from his father-in-law's house, he found the ani was already dead. Vava'amr l'kibleh, so he said, Nachum said to whoever was with him, he said to the ani, rather, he like put his face on the ani's face, and he said, ani d'chaminach, the einayim, the eyes that saw you, v'lo yisbunach, and didn't give you tzedakah, yistamion, should be blinded. Yadei d'lo pashun meitanach, the hand that didn't reach out to give to you, yiskatun, should be cut off. Raglaya d'lo Rahat on the Meitanach, the legs that didn't run to give to you, Yitavrun should be broken, and he said that his whole body should be Mukashchin, and etc. Umatzekin, and all of these things happened to him. He went blind, and he lost his arms and his legs, and he became a Mukashchin. So Salik Lekabe Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Nachum Ish Gamzu, and he was Meshamishim for 22 years. So Amalei Rabbi Akiva said to Nachum, Oili Shani Roa Sabakach, Oschabakach. It's so difficult to see you in such a condition that you're suffering so terribly. I should be able to see you in such a condition. I'm trying to help you out over here, and why are you cursing me? That's not nice. Says when a tzaddik suffers yisurin, you have to be mekabel the yisurin. So chaviv malach yisurin. So you shouldn't be mevayit be yisurin. Rabbi Shaya Rabba have a rabbi debray the chad sagi nahora that he was the malamed of his child of Rabbi Shaya Rabba. Was a blind person, Vavi Yalif Achalimei, and he had the habit of eating with him b'chol yom, each and every day. He'd be mechabed, this ani, who was taking with this blind ani, who taught his child, he would be mechabed him by eating with him each and every day. These are stories that we're going to tell about the kavod that the Amoraim showed to aniyim. So Chadzman Havalei Urchin, one day he had guests, v'lo matamei chalimei, and therefore he couldn't come to join the melamed in a meal. So Beramsa Salukla Gabei, that evening, Rabbi Shai guy who went to visit him, and Amalei said to the Melamed, Lo yichos Marielai, please don't be angry with me. Begin to have a liorchin yom adain. It's because I had guests today, and we know the Gemara tells in Masech Shabbos that Gedol Achnas Zorchim Yosem Akbalos Pnei Ashchina, Avram Avinu left an audience with a Kodesh Baruch Hu to perform Achnas Zorchim. So I had guests today. So I said I shouldn't be mevaza them and leave them in order to go have my meal for the covenant of the Shechina. So begin Kain Loach Lisimari Yom Adin, and that's why I didn't join you in your meal today. So I'm like at the piasta leman demis chami velo chami. You are mefaye someone who is seen but does not see. So the chami velo mischaimim dein the chami velo mischaimim yikabe piyuscha. The one who sees all but is not seen should be mekabel your tefilos because you made me happy and I'm a blind person. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the opposite, who sees all but it doesn't get seen. He should be mekabel b'schar that. He should be mekabel all of your tefilos. Samalei hadami nalach. He said that's a beautiful bracha. Where did you get such a lashon of a bracha? I mean, clearly you picked that up from somewhere. So where did that come from? Samalei said Reb Lazar ben Yaakov. He said I got it from Reb Lazar ben Yaakov. So Reb Lazar ben Yaakov, the story was al chad deciding to hold a karte. A certain blind person who was an ani and needed help came to his city. So Yosef le Reb Lazar ben Yaakov le Ramine. Reb Lazar ben Yaakov sat him right next to him. The Yemen, the people are going to say, Dilul Dav Bar Nasha Rabbi, if not for the fact that this person were a very chush of a person, lo Yosef le Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov le Ramine. Reb Lazar ben Yaakov wouldn't sit him right at the head of the tish. He wouldn't have him, right next to him. So Avdele Parnasa de Ekar, so they all gave him Parnasa Bekavod. You know, they gave him a lot of money. So I'm alone. So the Summa said to the people of the city, Ma'u Achin, why are you being mechabed me so much? I feel like I've never, I go to every other city, they ignore me, as people walk out of shul, maybe someone will give me a coin here, then now I come and I'm getting such honor. So they told him, Reb Lazar ben Yaakov, Yosef the Raminach, Reb Lazar ben Yaakov, sat you right next to him, Betzilu Elay Chadut Zlusa, and he davened the tefillah, and Reb Lazar ben Yaakov, he said, Ata gemal to chesed l'man de mischami v'lo chamei, you did such great chesed to a blind person who is seen but does not see, so they so Kodesh Baruch Hu, who sees all but is not seen, should perform chesed in return to you. So the Gemara brings stories that discuss priorities in tzedakah. So Dilma in Talmud Yerushalmi does not mean maybe. Dilma in Talmud Yerushalmi means there was a Maisa Shahaya. So in case Lashon Yerushalmi is not confusing enough, we take words that actually appear in the Bavli, but mean something entirely different in the Talmud Yerushalmi. So Rabbi Chama, so there was a Maisa Shahaya. The Rabbi Chama they were traveling by the Batik Nesios in Lud. So Rabbi Chaim Bar Chanina said to Rabbi Shaya, come a moment, Shiku Avosaykan. He said, you know how much money my family spent to build this Beis HaKnesses, to build this shul? And they said, there is a chus that they spent all this money on the shul. So Rabbi Shaya said back to Rabbi Chama, come in nefashos, Shiku Avosaykan. How many nefashos were lost because they put all the money into the building and they didn't put money into the people? Lo'avi ispar nash the yolim ba'araisa. One of the couldn't they find saw a Talmud Chacham who was engaged in learning, who was osik b'Torah. So all these talmidim lost out because they decided to give to the building instead of giving to talmidei chacham. So is that the halacha? Is that the halacha that you're not allowed to give to a shul? I mean, thank God we already did our fundraising campaign, right? That so the Shulchan Aruch paskins that hachzak haslim b'Torah for children certainly, or tzedakah for cholim aniyim is a higher priority than Binyan Beis HaKnesses, but as far as every other tzedakah, Binyan Beis HaKnesses is better, meaning there is clearly a priority level for tzedakah, and that priority level doesn't necessarily always mean that every single day that you give tzedakah you break it down into the different levels of priority and give a little bit more to this and a little bit less. There's a Shas HaKosher sometimes where they do a fundraising campaign or something. So, but overall begadol, in your giving you should take care of and cholim, that's the highest priority, that's the most money, and then to Binyan Beis HaKnesses if there is a need, if the Beis HaKnesses is already built, so then there's no need for a Beis HaKnesses, so then you don't just go building batik nesios that are not needed, but if there's a need, and then the lower levels of tzedakah that come after that. And the Bir Agra quotes that it's that halach in Shulchan Aruch is based on the Ma'arik, which is based on the Yerushalmi and Peah, and the Yerushalmi and Peah just basically says the same thing that it says over here. So That's this story. Another story, Rabbi Yavin Avin Ilan Taraya, he built the Sidra Rabbah, he built beautiful gates to the Beis Medrash HaGadol. So also Rabbi Mana Lagabeis, so Rabbi Mana came to him, Amalei, Chamim Mayavdis, look at all the money that I spent on these beautiful gates for the Beis Medrash. So Amalei, he said to him, V'yishkach Yisrael Esosei, V'even Heichalos, Lava Bin Nash Dialin Ba'araisa, he says, according to him, the Pasuk in Hosea, that wouldn't it be better to give to Tamid HaChacham who are Amal B'Torah, and you instead decided to put your name on a building. Meaning, I think what the Gemara is also trying to highlight is that you don't get your name on an ani, right? So when you give to an ani, you don't have, no one gets to see that your name is associated with that. So as they were showing, look, it's my family, it's my name, they would say, yeah, but if you would have given to an ani, then what? Would that have been worse? And then you wouldn't be able to show off that it was your family, your name that was doing the giving. So not that there's, again, the halacha is you're allowed to put your name on things when you give. That encourages tzedakah, so the poskim encourage it. But nevertheless, the highest level of tzedakah is matan b'seser and to give to aniyim. So tani kachim mizbech motzin esarei len mikachay bedek habayis. The kachim mizbech when they would be motzin esarei len mikachay bedek habayis. If they needed more money for kachim mizbech because the mizbech was empty, they could divert funds from kachay bedek habayis and use that for kachim mizbech. But ain kachay bedek habayis motzin esarei len mikachay mizbech. If they needed more for Bedek HaBayis, they could not take from Kachim Mizbeach and divert that and change that to Kachim Mizbeach. I frankly more of a tanin and klisha matzubah tzorech Bedek HaBayis manichno sova ashar nimkar mizbeh nofnul Bedek HaBayis. But didn't we learn they had this room where people would drop kelim off and they would go through it every 30 days and whatever they needed for Bedek HaBayis, they would use for Bedek HaBayis. Whatever they didn't need for Bedek HaBayis, they would sell and use that money for Bedek HaBayis. Why didn't the Mishnah say and sometimes they would use that money for Kachim Mizbeach if you're allowed to redirect funds from Kachim that you have to say that the case of the Mishnah is where they needed the money for the Lishchas Bedek HaBayis. So if there was money there for Bedek HaBayis and it was needed for Bedek HaBayis, they'd use it for Bedek HaBayis. But in a chinami, if they didn't need it for Bedek HaBayis and they instead needed it for the Mizbeach, they're allowed to redirect the funds toward the Kachim Mizbech. Sajnalach Parak Elin Amunim. Now we begin the sixth parak of Mesechah Shkalim. Shlosh also shofros. There were 13 shofros. Shofros were these big boxes where people could drop off money in the Beis HaMikdash. Shlosh shulchanos. There were 13 tables in the Beis HaMikdash. We'll see in the Gemara what that was all about. Shlosh shtachavayos. There were 13 Hayuba Mikdash. There were 13 places where they had to bow in the Mikdash. And we'll go through in the Gemara also what that's about or the Mishnais. So Shalbesham Gamliel, the Shalbeis, Rabbi Chaninis Kana Kwanim, Mishtachim Ba'arba Esrei. But Beis Rabbi Gamliel and Beis Rabbi Chaninis Kana Kwanim had 14 places where they would bow. The Echonaisi Yisera, what was their extra place to bow? Kenega Dira Eitzim, right across from the room of the wood where they would keep the. It was on the northeastern side of the Azara. That's where they kept the wood that they would use for the Maracha. And the Kohanim were Bale Mum, according to the Avoda. Their job was to be Bodek the Eitzim, to check the Eitzim, to make sure that it wasn't wormy, and there would be Mishtachva there. Why? Shekin Mesoros B'yad Me'avsein, Sheshama Aron Nignaz. And that's going to lead us into all discussion of the Aron. Because that Mesorah from their forefathers, that the Aron, this is during Bayis Sheni, during Bayis Rishon, they knew where the Aron was. The Aron was in the Kodesh HaKadashim. During Bayis Sheni, the Aron was not in the Kodesh HaKadashim. So where was it? So they had a Mesorah that it was Nignaz right around that area, somewhere underground, right around that area, and that's why they would be Mishtachav at Dafka in that area. And one time there was a Kohen who was in the Lishchas Eitzim, and he saw that one tile was a little bit off, it was a little bit different than the other tiles. So he went to tell his friends because he thought he found a trap door, that this is where the Aron must have been hidden. So lo hispik Ligmar Sadavar, he didn't finish his mission to go tell his friend, and he died before he had a chance to tell anyone. And then they knew for sure, Shashama Arun Ganus, that was Min HaShemayim, that it must be that he found that which should not be revealed, and therefore it wasn't revealed, he didn't have a chance to reveal it. So we said that there are 13 shofaros in the Beis HaMikdash, we just describe what the shape of these shofaros are. So Tani, HaShofaros HaLalu, Akumos Hayu, they were not straight, they were bent a little bit. Tsarus mi lemailon, ruchavos mi lemata. They were narrow at the top and wide at the bottom. And that was in order that people shouldn't be able to steal, because sometimes a person will take some money and stick his hand in the pushka. If it's a box, and he'll put his hand in the box and really he'll make it look like he's giving, but he's really pulling more money out. So that's where they came up with the slits, with the narrow openings on the top of the tzedakah box, so you could put money in, but you can't take money out. So they had a very, very narrow opening and a wide bottom, so it could fit a lot, of tzedakah. So they would put the money in, and they couldn't take any money out. So that way we were protected from the Ramayim. Tani b'shem Reb Lazar, Aron Gala Imahen, the Aron Lebavel, the Aron went to Galus with Chorban Bayis Rishon with Klal Yisrael, my Taima, and went to Bavel with them. What's the basis? Where do we find this in the pasuk? So the pasuk says Lo Yivasa Davar Amar Hashem. So the pasuk said V'nasa Kol Asher B'Besecha. So why does it have to say Lo Yivasa Davar, that there was nothing left behind? Ein Davar Ella Hadir Shadibros L'Telcho. Davar means that which the dibros are inside, meaning the Aron that housed the dibros also was not left behind when they went to Galus Bavel. So V'Chenu Omer, and don't say that this Gezeira maybe was Nispatel, that was just the Gezeira of what would happen, but it didn't actually happen. No, because in Divrei Yom it describes Tshuvas Hashana Shalach HaMelech Nebuchadnezzar Vayevi'ehu Bavela Im Klei Chemdas Beis Hashem. Ezu Klei Chemdas Beis Hashem. What was the Klei Chemdas Beis Hashem that was brought to Bavel? Zeha Aron. That's a reference to the Aron. So another sheet is Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omer B'Makamo. No, the Aron never went to Bavel. It was Nignas b'Makamo. It was hidden on the spot of the Beis Hamikdash. That's why the pasuk says Melachim Aleph, Vayirichu Abadim Vayiro, Rashi Abadim in Hakodesh, El Pnei Advir V'Lo Yiro Achutza. So whenever it says Ada Yom Hazeh, and the pasuk continues Vayusham Ada Yom Hazeh. So whenever it says Ada Yom Hazeh, it means that it remains there forever. So the Aron also remained there forever. Agav, once we mentioned this pasuk that the Aron was seen but was not seen, so the Gemara tries to figure out what that means. It says that they saw the Rashi Abadim va'atamir v'lo yiro, but the pasuk says v'lo yiro achutza, that it was not something that was seen. Ela nirin v'lo nirin, bolton v'yosin k'shnei dada isha. They didn't see the actual badim because there was a curtain covering it, but they saw the protrusions of the badim, just like the curves of a woman's body when she's wearing clothing. So you don't see the actual body, but you see the protrusions of the body. So that's what they were able to see with the badim of the Aron. V'rabbanan amri b'lishchas tira etz. My Aron Gadol's. The Rabbanan say that the Aron was hidden away in the Lishchas Dira Eitzim. Ma'aseh b'Kohen Echad Balmum. There was once a Kohen who was a Balmum, and therefore he's not ready to do the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. So his job was to be Bodek the wood for worms. She'omen u'mfatzel Eitzim. So you're sitting there cutting wood to be Bodek, peeling the wood to be Bodek to make sure that there are no worms. B'Lishchas Dira Eitzim, in the room that was designated for such work. V'ras haritz b'shimishan mechavrasah, and he saw that there was one part of the floor that was different than the rest of the floor. And he went and he told somebody, look, there's a part of the floor, it's different. And he died before he had an opportunity to tell anyone. And that's how they knew the Aron must be over there. That the Rabbi Shaya taught that he banged on with a hammer on that spot and a fire came out and burnt him. So, or at least burnt the hammer, depending which achron you read. Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish Amar, Shnei Aronos hayu mahalchin im Yisrael b'midbar. There were two Aronos that would travel with Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. Echad shayisa atoron nesuna b'tocho, one that the luchos were placed inside of, va'acher shayu shivrei luchos nesuna b'tocho, and they had another Aron that the shivrei luchos were placed inside of. Zeh shayisa atoron nesuna b'tocho, hayu munach ba'ol moed. The one that had the actual luchos inside of it was kept in the Ol Moed in the Mishkan. Hadao d'chsiv, and that's what the pasuk says. Va'aron bris Hashem u'moshe lo mashu mikerev ha'machne. So if it were to go out with them in war, so the mafilim took him with them, and it wouldn't have been left in the Ol Moed. So zesh ha'yushivri luchos nesunim b'tocha, the one that had the shivri luchos ha'yinich nasiyos iman. That was the one that would go out to war when they would, and that's the one that we would say that they would travel with Kali. So va'aron bris Hashem nosel ifneihem, but it was not always in the Ol Moed. And they would take it out to war as well. For Rabbanan Amri, another Shita, Aron Echad Haya. No, there was only one Aron. And the Luchos and the Shivrei Luchos were in the same Aron. And one time they brought it out to war. It was captured in the days of Eli, in the story in Shmuel Aleph. But it was an unusual event. Normally they wouldn't bring out the one and only Aron that they had to war. This is a basis for the discussion in Poskim. Poskim discuss whether you're allowed to keep Pasul Sifrei Torah in an Aron Kodesh. There's a tshuva, the Nodi B'Yudah, where he was asked if you're allowed to Sifrei Torah Psulim, especially that will never be fixed, that are not royal Latikun, in an Aron Kodesh, together with the Sfarim that are kosher. So the Shovel brings a raya from the Shivrei Luchos that are Menachem Ba'aron, together with the Luchos that are intact. So the Shovel says maybe it's not such a good raya, because maybe Dafka the Shivrei Luchos had a higher level of Kedusha, because it was Maisei Elokim, it was made Dafka by Kodesh Baruch Hu, so maybe that's different. So Nodi B'Yudah goes through how that was built with it tonight. The Aron was made with it tonight, that it should hold the Shivrei Luchos, and only if you have an Aron that's made al Tanai, can it hold a Apostle Sefer Torah. So that's a discussion that the Poskim have. It's also not clear, because the Gemara and Bab Basra, I mean, the Binyan Siyan, as the Shuvari says, it's also not clear that they were in the same Aron. It's a Machlokas in our Gemara. We're about to bring Rayas, but Hashem tomorrow will bring Rayas, whether it was one or two Aronos. It could be that there were two Aronos. So the Sugya in the first paragraph of Bab Basra clearly assumes that there was only one Aron. So the Bavli assumes that it was one Aron that housed both the Luchos and the Shivrei Luchos, and it goes through the geometry of how everything fit in that one Aron. So maybe it is Taka a good Raya that you can keep Pasul Sifrei Torah. So B'ezras Hashem tomorrow we'll begin with the Rayas as far as how many Aronos there were, whether there was one or two separate Aronos. Okay, have a great day, everyone.